Hello and welcome. You've tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and we have with us a very special guest, Mr. Adarsh Khandelwal, founder of Collegeify. Now, amidst the second wave of COVID-19, there is a lot of uncertainty around what happens to your study abroad programs, what happens to whether you should be going in for this, whether you should be delaying your plans, and a few other uncertainties that students will face. Let us get some perspective from Mr. Khandelwal on how a student should go about the study abroad this year. Hello, Mr. Khandelwal. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me, Saraswati. And yeah, we'll be happy to give any answers to the questions you may have today.
So first of all, you know, how these exams across the country have been delayed because of COVID. So how does this delay impact your study abroad programs, especially for students?
So it impacts entirely if the board's result does not come. You need the grades to get in to all of these institutions, right? Because barring US, all the other countries has a process of conditional offer, which means that if you have a certain grade in the board, based on that, the college will give you place to sort of study with them. Now, with board examination delays or the cancellation, there is total unclarity, right? There is no clarity in what is going to happen. So yeah, we are just waiting for the directives from the government, whether they will use a matrix to give grade 12s a certain percentage, or they delay it and do it in different batches. However, the institutions all over, whether it's Canada or UK, Singapore, they are all very, you know, accommodating. My advice to all the students who are in current grade 12 is contact the university wherever you have an offer. Have a conversation ongoing with them and tell them about the reality that, you know, the board examinations are not happening. And based on whenever the directive comes, keep updating them.
You know, there's also talks about these vaccine passports and other things where probably some institutes will, you know, insist on students getting vaccinated before kind of joining the programs. But again, in India, you know, it's not yet allowed for those below 45 years. So do you think that could have any impact?
Massive, massive impact. In fact, it's a very unfortunate scenario in India. This wave is affecting the youngsters, and that is spreading the wave faster because, you know, the transmission and the community transmission is happening. So like US, their economy's opened up and they are sort of battling the pandemic. All the colleges have opened up. All the students from India who are in the US ecosystem soil studying right now have got the vaccinations. Then they have their models in place, whether there are hybrid model. They have social distancing norms in place. So the overall impact with pandemic is global. It's going on everywhere. But it's how the government is taking the measures. In these countries, the government is already, you know, doing everything possible to vaccinate everyone. Massive vaccination drives have been conducted within different universities. Their defense forces are acting on the front line as well, where they, you know, they everywhere they are stepping in and also sort of helping the spread of vaccinations across different domains. So I mean, ideally we should have acted fast upon vaccination. So now we are acting once the situation has gone, you know, from worse to it's going bad every single day. The non-clarity has led to a lot of confusion within students who are trying to get into Indian colleges, students who are trying to go outside, and the entire ecosystem is suffering.
But again, says if there is a student who probably has going abroad as their second option, should they kind of drop it this year, or should they have like a strong backup plan?
If you look at the data for last year, which is the students who applied during the pandemic, by November, December, January, some of the colleges in the US, Canada received record-breaking application numbers. The idea of parents dropping the college abroad or delaying the plan is only going to happen if there is a visa-related delay or a board examination result that does not come in. Or if the, let's say, the government. So, for example, the IBDP, the International Baccalaureate, and the Cambridge exams, what they have done? They have taken the internal school assessment and they have given the grades to all the class 12s. So they are all going to go abroad. Now comes the visa and the country delay. US has opened up and US is going to become the number one destination. I mean, in terms of numbers, we've seen it clearly this year that the highest number of application in the history of admissions US received from India. The delay could only happen if the CBSEs and the state boards, you know, they don't happen, or even if they cannot come up with a matrix, because, you know, every school has its own marking scheme. If they give a marks, parents will not agree. So we are going to get into a chaotic scenario. Now, 6 months delay or 6 months here and there, in the grand scheme of things,
will not make a large difference for your career in your life in future.
So they can relax. The kids in the Indian ecosystem whose admission is only dependent on the grade they get, they may not understand or how they will be able to either take that entrance exam or take the board exam. The only way out is that as and when the pandemic starts settling down, they should allow examinations to happen in small groups, small batches. Advice for the government and the CBSEs and the DATs of the organizations which are controlling, is that please do come up with a certain directive or create a certain helpline, right? Where a parent can call and get a definite answer.
Just one last question, Adarsh. As far as, things like the SAT are concerned, what if, say, someone's, exams, probably their board exams kind of end up clashing with the SAT? And also there was a proposal to drop things like SAT, right? But there is no update on that. Will it still be implemented?
So it has already been implemented very heavily. The entire US education, and which was very dependent on SAT, post-pandemic, SAT has gone optional or SAT has gone blind with a lot of institutions. That is one reason which also led to the rise of applications. So the top colleges like MIT, Stanford, Cornell, UC Berkeley, these were SAT mandatory until pandemic. Post-pandemic, SAT has become optional. Now, whether a student who takes the SAT will be at a more advantage than a student who does not take in the standardized test as an international, that is a different question altogether. But today, the norms were made relaxed immediately. And because, SAT was not happening, immediate steps and actions were taken. So, those people in the West are very prompt in decision making. And they do not wait for students to suffer and then, hundreds and thousands of students to then first you get into a troubled situation. They immediately post-pandemic went online. Within no time, they announced hybrid classes, which means classes online and in campus. They vaccinated people very quickly. Anxiety and anxiousness is very high. I mean, we are getting 500, 600 people reaching out every single day, asking for different answers. When will visa offices start functioning? So all we are saying is that wait for the directives to come and continue doing what you're doing. Continue studying. At least people who are in the private sector, have a certain comfort, have a certain home, have a certain family support. So just live through these unprecedented times and, extraordinary times, extraordinary measures will be taken to solve the problem.
Thank you so much, Mr. Khandelwal. Thank you for taking out time.
Likewise, Saraswati. And yeah, thank you. It was nice to be interacting with you and, having my piece of advice on what to do with the ecosystem. Thank you so much. Pleasure.
With that, it's a wrap on today's episode of FutureWise. If you listeners have any comments to share or want us to cover any topics, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.